London-wide socialist challenge to Cunz cuts Helen Paterson. London Socialist Party across London workers are facing a housing crisis, low pay and growing unemployment. The transport funding system is broken and in crisis. The Labour mayor Sadiq Khan is planning to increase taxes and cut bus services across the city too. So TUSC took our fight London-wide to offer working-class people the chance to vote for a real alternative. TUSC stood on the Greater London Assembly top-up list, which elects 11 people to the London Assembly, as well as in 3 constituencies and 13 council by-elections. In doing so, TUSC got more than 18,000 votes in London. We described our list as of the working class, and for the working class. It reflected the many battles working class people are facing in the city. Our candidates were teachers and teaching assistants, including those organizing Action on Safety, NHS staff and campaigners who have been on the front line of the pandemic, retired transport workers, Black Lives Matter campaigners, housing activists, young workers, students, and a McStriker. Our leaflets were headed "Don't trust Con or the Tories." Huge numbers of people feel completely let down by Labour's Khan as mayor. A son of a bus driver, he failed to keep bus drivers safe during the height of the pandemic, and has failed to stand up to bus companies against fire and rehire. This was reflected in a huge dent in his electoral majority over the Tories. In our campaigning, we also explained that the Tories offered no alternative on issues such as air pollution, housing or knife crime. Instead, we stood firm on a program of fighting the Tories for the funding that London needs to bring back the libraries, nurseries and social care services that have been lost. We called for council house building instead of Khan's London plan, which has seen huge numbers of expensive, shoebox-sized flats built on public land, compounding the housing crisis. Our campaign was focused on making noise on high streets and outside transport hubs across London, to let people know they could vote for a bold alternative in these elections, and that they don't have to put up with austerity and cuts from either Labour or the Tories. Now we are looking ahead to next year, when every council ward has an election, and a challenge will need to be built against local government cuts and closures.